It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Pennsylvania does not get high marks when it comes to women in political office. There are no women in the entire congressional delegation, and in addition, the Commonwealth has never elected a female governor or U.S. senator. These reasons are why some of Pennsylvania state representatives are bringing a program to train Democratic women to run for office in the Keystone State. Joining us with a preview of the program is State Representative Pam Snyder. Representative Snyder, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here.
You can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002, email ESSPGH at WESA.FM, on Twitter at ESSPGH. How do you feel about the number of women or lack of them being elected to political office in Pennsylvania? What do you think needs to be done to get more women to run? 412-246-2002 is the number to call. Pam Snyder, why do you believe, despite it being decades since women got the right to vote, that so few female politicians are elected to office in Pennsylvania?
Well, I think women take a different perspective on the political arena. And I think that for a lot of women, you know, they have a lot of responsibilities and various obligations in their life. And I think it's hard for them to want to step up into that public arena sometimes. But, you know, I can tell you, serving 9 years as a county commissioner in Greene County before I was elected to the State House, you know, how important it is that we do have women involved in the political process and that we have a female perspective in elected offices. You know, right now, I am the only Democrat elected member of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, Democrat woman, west of the Appalachian Mountains. You know, to me, that's crazy.
So trying to get at why that is, do you believe that there's a double standard when it comes to the way the media and the general populace view female politicians? And if so, what is it?
I think that for so many years and forever, really, you know, so many decades and decades and decades, you know, the public is used to seeing men in the role of elected officials. Now, that's changing. You know, I'm very happy to say that, you know, over the last decade, we have seen more women running for public office, more women elected to public office. But I think for a lot of women, it is maybe not having the ability to be able to network with someone, be able to see what it would take to run a campaign, how this impacts your life, how it impacts your family. And that's why Emerge is so important, you know, that we will be able to offer training to women that want to run for any level of government, you know, whether it's running for your local school board, a township position, a county position, or a state or federal position. This will enable women to be able to have that opportunity to see what it consists of, what they would need to do, and how they could manage that in their lives.
Yeah, a saying comes to mind about that was said by a woman legislator in the state of North Carolina, and she was known, or at least got attention from the media, for the hats she wore. And she got kind of tired of that attention and finally said, you know, it's not about what's on my head, it's what's in my head. Is that sometimes what is overlooked, particularly by voters, that they just don't consider what a woman can bring, the perspective that a woman can bring to the job of being a legislator or a congresswoman or, for that matter, governor or senator?
Well, I think, you know, that is a very good saying, and I think it is overlooked sometimes, but by the same token, women need to step up and enter this arena. We can't expect voters to vote for a woman if she's not on the ballot, and we can't expect voters to vote for a woman if she hasn't gotten her message out and if she hasn't allowed the voters to get to know her and to see what she can bring to the table and what she can offer.
Why the reluctance? You know, isn't this the age? I mean, it's the 21st century. Isn't this the age of the strong woman? Are we that far down on the curve?
It is the age of the strong woman, but yet I think still, yeah. You know, I mean, I can relate it even to myself. You know, yes, I'm a strong woman. Yes, I want to be able to do what's good for my community and my constituents and my district. But by the same token, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother. Women juggle a lot of different things in the air as they move through their different phases of life. And sometimes I just think, I hate to put it this bluntly, but this is what I believe. Sometimes I don't think we have the same types of ego. You know, I went to a seminar once at Carlo University on politics, and they said, you know, when a man is asked to run for public office, he immediately thinks, oh, yeah, that's great. I should do that. When a woman's asked, she, you know, first is, you know, her first impression is, wow, I don't know. You know, could I really do that? So a woman has to be asked a couple of times or think about it for a while and really try to put herself in that arena, because it's not easy. You know, you put yourself out there, you know, and, you know, I just think that is why what we're doing with Emerge is so important, because it will give women the opportunity to really see what it involves, how it impacts your life, and how rewarding it can be and how necessary it is that the female perspective is brought to government.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with State Representative Pam Snyder, and she is involved in a program to train women to run for office in the Keystone State. It's called Emerge. Tell us about the Emerge event that Emerge will be part of this week.
Yes, they're going to be in Pittsburgh this week. You know, our schedule changed here, and we had to come to Harrisburg, so I'm very sorry I have to miss it. But it's going to be Emerge is kicking off events across the state, you know, to be able to encourage women to participate and sign up for the training. There will be training offered next year. It'll be 70 hours a year of training for women who want to seek public office. And I think it's going to be an outstanding opportunity for any woman thinking about running for any level of government to be able to participate in.
412-246-2002, if you have a comment for our guest, State Representative Pam Snyder. Hillary Clinton and, of course, Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane are two prominent Democratic politicians whose travails have been well documented. Do you think the scrutiny they're under would potentially keep other women from getting into politics, seeing what's happening out there?
Well, I think we've seen a lot of elected officials come under scrutiny, too many, in fact. I don't really think that it impacts what people or other women are looking at. I mean, you know, there's some unfortunate things occurring with Kathleen Kane, and Hillary Clinton has been, you know, she's been involved in this spotlight for a long, long time. So they're going to continue to come after Hillary. There's no question about it. I hope that doesn't discourage women. It shouldn't discourage women, because you just need to approach it the way you approach anything else in life. You put your best foot forward. You do the best you can. You run a good, clean campaign. And you hope in the end that the voters recognize what you have to offer to them. And then when you take that oath of office, you continue to work hard for the good of the people you represent, and you do the right thing.
I think one of the things we might like to hear about from our listeners is, are you a woman who has run for political office? What was your experience like? Or if you considered running for political office, what stopped you from doing so? Might you reconsider that, perhaps after hearing this conversation with Pam Snyder? There's been, Pam, just kind of shifting gears a little bit, there's been talk of putting a woman on the $10 bill. Which female politicians do you think would be worthy of that spot if the decision were up to you?
Wow, Paul, that's a tough question. I really haven't given that a whole lot of thought.
You're too busy worrying about the budget at this point, I'm sure.
That's exactly right. I'm too busy doing what we need to be doing out here. I haven't really thought about that, so I don't have a good answer for you on that one.
All right, let me throw this one by you. With such low numbers of women in office, how likely do you think it is that we'll see a female senator or governor in Pennsylvania, let alone a female president, anytime soon?
Boy, I hope we do. I really do, because I think it's necessary. I think it's needed, and I think it will help move this Commonwealth forward. I really feel strongly about a woman's perspective. I think we bring something different to the table. And, you know, right now, it's not there. Of course, you know, on any level like that in those type of leadership roles in Pennsylvania. So I'm hoping that, you know, I will see our first female United States Senator sometime in the near future. You know, I'm hoping someday there will be a female governor elected in Pennsylvania, and I certainly hope someday we'll see a female president.
What do you think of Katie McGinty? Is one woman who is running for the Democratic nomination for senator. She has two male opponents. What are your thoughts about her chances? She's certainly has a pretty strong background.
Katie has a very strong background, and she's a wonderful woman. I know Katie personally. I have a lot of respect for her. You know, she runs a good campaign. You know, as you know, she ran for governor last year, and I think the thing that you really can take notice of, you know, Katie ran for governor, and she didn't win in that primary election, but she ended up being one of Tom Wolf's biggest supporters for the general election to move this Commonwealth forward, and she became a member of his staff. You know, it shows, I think that shows what the female persona can do. You know, we're able to let it go and put it behind us and move forward and do what's best for the people that we represent and the people that we care about. And I think that's so important in public service. And sometimes that gets lost. You know, I feel very strongly about the fact that, you know, that I am a member of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, but it's not about me. I'm a steward of this seat right now. I'm the person here, the voice of the people of the 50th District. It'll be somebody else after me. I am the steward of this seat right now. I take that responsibility seriously, and I cannot allow my personal feelings to interfere in how I do my job. And I try very hard not to do that. And I think Katie McGinty is that kind of a person. She will run hard. She will run strong. And I would not be surprised to see her be the nominee.
Let's take a call before we wrap up from Abby in Squirrel Hill, who's been waiting. Hi, Abby. You are on with Pam Snyder.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. And I am involved with Emerge in Pennsylvania. I'm so glad that it's coming. But I just wanted to make a comment about how this, I think, reflects also with your first segment, that diversity in the workplace or the legislature is really important for the outcomes and the experiences for everybody in Pennsylvania. And, you know, I just boomeranged back to Pittsburgh. I lived in D.C. and New York before that. And when I came back and I realized how far behind we are on things like paid family leave or the ability to have a place to, you know, pump if you're a working mom at the office or protections for pregnant mothers. I mean, I think Pennsylvania is really far behind the curve, and the fact that our legislature doesn't really reflect the diversity of people that it's there to represent, I think, is a really big part of the problem. So I just wanted to offer that comment and thank Rep. Snyder for all of the work she's doing on this.
Thank you, Abby.
And so your thoughts about what Abby had to say?
Yeah, she's very accurate. You know, there are a lot of things that I think we are running way behind on, you know, pay equity. You know, yesterday we had an amendment on the House floor on a bill, you know, that is exempting 75-year-olds or older from jury duty, you know, if they so choose. And there was an amendment put forth to do the same kind of exemption for a breastfeeding mom. And there was actually debate on the House floor about whether or not that should happen. So we do have a long way to go on a lot of issues like that that are important to women. And that's why it's even more important that women step up and seek public office so that our voices can be heard.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we're talking with State Representative Pam Snyder about women in politics, the lack of women representing different offices in Pennsylvania, certainly at the state level, in the legislature, as well as in the congressional delegation. And we've never had a woman as a U.S. senator or governor of this state. Pam, can you stay with us after the break? We've got more questions to fire at you, more folks that want to pick your brain.
For how long, Paul? I am on a tight schedule here.
Well, we would be taking you up till 1 o'clock if you can do it.
Yes, I will try to hang in there.
Okay. Well, that's something we certainly appreciate, and we'll continue our conversation with Pam Snyder on Essential Pittsburgh. This is 90.5 WESA. It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we are talking about, this has been a day where we've ended up talking quite a bit about diversity, and in this segment specifically about women in politics in Pennsylvania, the lack of women holding elected office in Pennsylvania. And our guest is State Representative Pam Snyder. Pam, thanks for staying with us for this segment.
My pleasure.
We'll take it to the top of the hour, and you'll be glad you did. Casey is on the line. And by the way, if you'd like to join the conversation, 412-246-2002 with a comment or question. Casey from Beaver County has a great question. Hi, Casey.
Hi, how are you doing today, Paul?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to pose a question to Representative Snyder that if she thought that if we had a female governor right now, would we be so embroiled in a budget impasse?
Well, Casey, that's a very interesting question. And whether or not it's the governor or the four leadership teams that are in the room, you know, back home this summer, I've had many constituents ask me, you know, what's going on? Why can't they get a budget passed? And I will give you my response. My response has always been, you know, because you have a room full of men trying to negotiate this budget, and there's not a woman at the table. I do think it would make a difference.
Are you saying there's too much testosterone in the room?
Well, I certainly don't want to offend any of my colleagues here in Harrisburg. They're all good people, and they all work hard every day. However, I do think that women have a better ability to negotiate and compromise, and I feel strongly that that's what's needed. It can't be one way or the highway. That's just not reality. It's not how we run anything in our lives. You know, everything we do requires compromise and negotiation. And I, for one, think that a woman brings that to the table sometimes a little better than a man. Sorry, don't mean to offend all the men out there. I truly don't, but that's how I feel.
No offense taken. Well, that might strike at the issue of what is different or unique in terms of the perspective that a woman can bring. Men, for all of the laudatory comments about men and their leadership abilities, does that sometimes come at the expense of being able to approach a problem or an impasse more cerebrally? It sounds like what you're saying, Pam, is that women have maybe more of a capacity to do that because they can kind of put their egos aside or just not feel the need to bloviate as much.
Well, I think, you know, it's not just about putting the egos aside. It's about putting the politics aside, too. Look, we're all in this arena, you know, and politics, of course, enters into it. That goes without saying. But, you know, I'm a strong believer that when you put that hand up and you take that oath of office, I'm not just here to represent Democrats. I'm here to represent Democrats and Republicans. I'm here to represent everybody in my district. So you have to leave the politics outside the door. You have to leave the egos outside the door, I believe, to get anything done. That's how I did it 9 years as chairman of the board of Greene County Commissioners, and that's how I think it needs to be done here and on the federal level. Look, you know, we would all love to have things our own way. It's not reality. And this is about taking care of the needs and the people of Pennsylvania first, in my mind.
I asked this question to Governor Wolf, and I'll ask you, Representative Snyder. What do you think Kathleen Kane should do?
You know, that's a really tough one. If it were me, regardless of how she feels, you know, whether she's innocent, guilty, whatever, I think it's hard to do your job when you are trying to fight that kind of a battle at the same time, especially the job that she has as, you know, such an important job as Attorney General. If it were me, I think I would step aside and focus on what I need to do to protect myself personally and let the office run as needed.
Barry from Pittsburgh couldn't stay on the air but wanted to ask, what can we learn from Lisa Bennington's decision to leave public life?
What can we learn from who?
From Lisa Bennington's decision to leave public life?
You know, I guess anybody who leaves public life, you know, sometimes I can relate to what they're saying. You know, these kind of jobs and this kind of pressure can be cumbersome at times. You know, there are times when I wake up in the morning and say, you know, what am I doing? But I know what I'm doing. When I go back home, when I'm able to help somebody, when I have a constituent call me with a problem and we're able to help them solve that problem, and I see the look on their face and I see the gratitude because they had somebody to turn to, that's all I need to know why I do what I do.
Okay, we got about 20 seconds here. Someone wanted to ask about your thoughts on Carly Fiorina. She was, a lot of people were very impressed with her performance at the most recent debate. I know you're a Democrat. She's running for the GOP nomination, but 15 seconds, Pam, what do you think?
I thought she did a really good job at the debate. I really did. I think she showed that she is a strong woman, that she has she's a very intelligent woman, and I think she gave all the men on that stage a run for their money that night.
Representative Pam Snyder, State Representative Pam Snyder, joining us. And again, she is involved in a program to train Democratic women to run for office, and we wish you well with that. And thanks so much for being so generous with your time today.
Thank you, Paul. It was a pleasure.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If you missed any portion of the program, go to our website at wesa.fm. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.